This is firefighter Raphael Porriette reminding you that every day a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards helping first responders. Try the new pastrami Reuben, loaded with hot pastrami, sweet and tangy slaw, and melted Swiss. For a limited time, get a medium pastrami Reuben for just $6.39. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time offer at participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. You know, folks, I got to talk to my producer because there is no intro for this show yet. And as you know, Home Talk Radio with Tony Gambone has been out about a month now. And I do apologize for no introduction. How about that? But it just goes to show you that here at the Tough Talk Radio Network, everything is possible. Meaning that if you want to do a radio show, all you have to do is show up. If you want to be a guest on one of the radio shows, all you have to do is go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on one of the shows you want to be on, click on the schedule to be a guest button, and then pick a day to fit your schedule and come on the air and let us talk about what you're doing in your community, in your business, and what you're doing to help others, because that's what this show is about, folks. It's about helping others by providing information from resources of professionals that know more than the average person about the different things. And today I'm really excited because not only do we have the opportunity to talk to another mortgage lender, okay, because last week's show we talked to a real estate broker and a mortgage lender and out of California. And today I have the opportunity of talking to someone by the name of Joe Stiles, a gentleman that I met, probably about 8 years ago here in Houston. He's a big networker. I got to tell this story because every time I tell people about Joe Stiles, I talk about how intimidated the day I was, the first day I met him. So a friend of mine called me up and he said, Tony, I'm going to be presenting at this networking event, and I would love for you to come and fill a chair to help support me. So being the guy I am, I said, hey, yeah, sure, no problem. There's food involved. We can eat lunch. That'll be great. So I went to this place called Kenny and Ziggy's here in the Houston area, and if people are familiar with that, they're a New York deli here in the city of Houston, down in the Galleria area. And coming from the Northeast, when you say Jewish deli, I say, what time, and I'll be there. So I went to this group and I sat down, and on one side of me was a gentleman by the name of Jack Workington, and just right across the way was a gentleman by the name of Joe Stiles. Didn't know either one of these gentlemen, and I did not even know that I was sitting in the group called Speaker Co-op, which was all speakers. And folks, I just got into networking. I was going through a bout in life. There was it was a different show in itself, but speaking was not my thing. So when I found out what was going on and people stood up and did their 60-second pitch and found out they're all speakers, I was very, very intimidated. So fast forward, you know, 6-7 years later, I had seen Joe and been around, part of Joe Stiles as a networking group, and we traveled in the same circles, and I listened to him speak, and you know he had a commercial that ended with you know, for those who don't know what a commercial is, it's a your elevator pitch in a networking group, and he stood up and he said something about with style, and you know, emphasis on his last name. So I really looked up to Joe. I still do. I think he's an awesome guy, a fellow Christian, and a servant in the community of business and people. So now that I got all that out of the way, let me talk a little bit. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to bring Joe Stiles up on the show here. I want to talk to Joe and have him introduce him here and let people find out more about him. Joe, welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be here, Tony. Thank you for the invitation. You're most kind. And I have to say, you made up for lost time about speaking in public. There is no grass growing under your feet at all.
Well, I'll never forget that, Joe. You know, James Dutton asked me to come down there and sit in this group, and that was like the wow moment of my life. I was like, whoa, I'm way out of my league here. But what an awesome group of guys. I still stay in touch with a lot of those people there. Jack Workenthien, I see him at the Fulcher chamber meetings, and you know, it's just, I guess my point to it is, when you build relationships with people, there's just no end to the opportunity of friendship, business, and guidance, as I like to think of it. So I'm very blessed to have met you guys there. So Joe, let's tell everybody a little bit about you. I've had the pleasure of sitting down with you, but let's tell, you're in Houston. Where are you from originally?
I moved here meaning Houston, in May of 1981 from Little Rock, Arkansas. Population at that time was about 150,000, and here I moved to a city of 2 million going. Didn't know a soul. That was an interesting experience, but it is now home. I don't see me living anywhere else.
So, Joe, I mentioned that you're in the mortgage business. How long have you been doing mortgages?
Well, long enough. Well, let me, I was going to give you a little tongue-in-cheek answer, but I have now in my career done a 360, because I started my mortgage career. I've only been in the mortgage industry, but I started as a loan officer on the street, and I evolved into the admin side, from there into the C-level of a mortgage company up in the DFW airport area, to about 11 years consulting. And in 2000, boom, loan officer / branch manager on the street originating residential mortgage loan, and can't see me doing anything else. So there's my 360 awesome story.
Now, you know, I have to mention, because behind every successful man is an unbelievable lady. And your wife, Linda, you know, on our forms, it says that we asked if you've written a book. And I know I've been after you for a while to write your story. But your wife has written books, and she's been a coach, and, you know, she's just an awesome person. And I could never go through an interview without mentioning the fact how blessed you are, like myself, to have someone like that every day in your life. So I just want to make sure I mentioned that.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to point out that I think we both married above ourselves.
For myself, way above my pay grade. but, you know, as some of you follow the shows, I just got done on a Christian radio show an hour ago, and one of the gentlemen, a pastor, Bill Jenkins, out of California, was talking about he'll be married 20 years, and him and his wife date every week. And I had said to him, it really stood out to me, when we talk about marriage, we get married, we have children, and life goes on. But if you're still dating every week, it brings a new freshness to your marriage. And I know that you have that type of experience in your life, and so do I. So I maybe that's a common thread for us. But let's get back to the mortgage business. I want people to know about different things. Here, 7 months ago, we experienced an incredible storm named Harvey, and he came through and he blew up the city. I know that I read somewhere that in one part of the city, over 26,000 people walked away from their homes. Okay, insurance companies are still battling their way through the process. Homeowners are still lost and outside of their homes. It's just a complete nightmare, and most people remember seeing it on the news. But like everything else, 3 weeks later, life goes on, and the people here in the city are still experiencing that, and people like yourself are still helping people out of the situation. So, Joe, what did the storm of Harvey do to your line of work?
Well, it like the whole region, it absolutely just destroyed some neighborhoods, and you're right. I hadn't heard that statistics about people walking away from their home, but I did hear the statistics that 80% of the homeowners in the Houston metro area did not have flood insurance, and then therefore either had to rely on FEMA and the bureaucracy of getting some financial help that way, or just doing it themselves. So from a lending standpoint, it has created some havoc with how does an appraiser that works for a lender take a property that flooded on one side of the house, and then right next door is another house that did not flood. So is that equal value? So that has created a speed bump for all lenders to deal with, because the value of a flooded house is not as great as one that did not flood, perhaps in the same subdivision. So it just creates an obstacle. Sometimes we have to tiptoe around and carefully do our homework ahead of time to see where values might lie. Talk to real estate agents that are involved in the transaction. What support for value can you share? So it is a lot of behind the scenes prep work that needs to be done before and during a mortgage loan transaction.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you found that people are coming to the mortgage company to try to either so there was a lot of people that didn't have insurance. Are they trying to use the mortgage company to refinance their house so that they can get out of the situation they're in, or is that even an opportunity? Is there programs like that?
Well, there are some rehab programs like that. They're not like any other, like a FEMA thing. They're not quick and easy, and you have to go through the documentation, what's being done, how much does it cost, you have a contractor bid, things like that. Some of the, and I wish I had a statistic to share, some of the elderly homeowners are selling out that do not have a mortgage that's long since paid off, or selling to people that buy and flip and turn the houses. And they're just, in that sense, walking away from doing all of the rehab. There are others that are biting the bullet, fronting some of the money to do the rehab through some friendly bankers, and then relying on FEMA and or flood insurance to anchor any rehab work they do. So it's not quick and easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's put a lot of people, you know, in a situation where they were maybe getting close to retirement or maybe are retired, and, you know, the stock market and the 401 programs are what they are as it is, but it put them in a situation where now they're in the threat of not having enough financial availability to make it through if they live another 10 years, because they're putting 80, 100, 200,000 back into their house. And is there opportunities down the road with, if so for instance, if their house was paid off, could they mortgage against it? If their house isn't paid off, could they go back and do that? Do you see that opportunity maybe coming along, or mortgage companies? I know that you pretty wide range of different opportunities. So is there opportunities where people can even chance, or are they just stuck at what they have?
Well, yes, there is. There are loan programs that can pull equity out of a house that's either doesn't have a mortgage or has a smaller one. And that way you can do the rehab basically. in your example, if it is an elderly family that just doesn't have all of the time or the financial wherewithal to do that, or they don't have the income to face another mortgage payment in the future, those are the ones that are selling out to the buyers, the flippers on the houses, and selling out anywhere from 50 cents on the dollar to or less, that kind of thing, and just making a clean getaway and taking that money and relocating.
Yeah.
I've seen I've seen also some of the City of Houston regs on new construction requiring elevation of new construction, so many like 5 feet or something above whatever the flood zone map is in that particular area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm out here in the Katy area, as outskirts. You know, Houston's so big, and it's the outskirts of it as well. And there's people out here that might have a. Well, I spoke to someone this morning that they have a lot of 1 acre. Their lot is 1 acre in size, and the people next door to them had to raise. You know, they have to raise their houses up. And the people on both sides of this property have raised their houses up. So now those people are looking to walk away, just get out. But now when you go in there, you're kind of, if you have two walls right next to you almost, basically, you know. So there's a lot of different things. And people are going out and they're purchasing home and flipping houses and, you know, trying to help people out of their situation. A lot of people think they're taking advantage of people, but it's kind of an opportunity that people have to make a decision on. But when someone comes to you to get a mortgage and they say, hey, we got this great deal on a house. You know, we bought it for $150,000, and the house built back and done right is worth $350,000, just to use a number. So there's a couple hundred thousand in equity just in the property there. Is it hard for them to use that equity as a way of getting a mortgage written with all the things that yet have to be done? So, for instance, to build back and the elevation.
Well, yes, there is one that comes, the loan program that comes to mind, but it's a little difficult because the appraisal value is going to dictate everything. Like the example that in starting the show, one house flooding, one house didn't. So is the value greater or less for the non-flooded versus the flooded house? So if they buy it for the hypothetical $150,000, that probably is a great bargain. Can they then document a value of $350,000 and maybe do a home improvement loan as on a shorter term to be able to get in and get out and make it nice and clean, pay that one off pretty quick? So there's a couple of options there. And it's all about finding a resource person that can kind of talk and listen and guide a buyer or a homeowner of some ideas, some options of what path to travel.
So that walks me into my next conversation with you, Joe. I think it was maybe a month ago. My wife and I sat down with you because we were looking at purchasing a house that we're in, and we needed some answers to questions from someone that we trusted. Okay, and it's real important that people out there find someone that they trust, but ask a lot of questions. So, being a resource to people who have purchased, you know, have questions about purchasing a home. Okay, what is it that I mean, I know that you are an incredible resource, but not everybody's going to be able to get a hold of Joe Styles. So what are some of the things that people should be looking at when they're looking to go to someone as a resource?
Well, many times people just have a question and they don't know who to turn to. And the question could be as simple as, I make X number of dollars, what can I qualify for? And that's certainly one answer that can be calculated, but that's not the whole picture. So God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, and sometime probing questions, okay, what are you trying to accomplish, and by when, and give me an idea of your resources, things like that. So it's just a matter of talking to a person to be able to answer their question without being considered a used car salesman type approach to helping somebody. And I have, when I got back out in on the street origination in 2000, my focus was on being that resource first. And my guiding principle is 1 Peter 4:10 that says, whatever gifts you and I have, use those gifts to serve others first. So I always believe if you help others, then others eventually will help you. So
you hit the nail on the head with that, Joe. A lot of, you know, this is good because it takes me to another conversation I want to speak with you about. First Tuesday of every month here in the Houston area, you have a networking group, and you and I have had this conversation. You call it net weaving, and other people call it networking. And I know that you personally volunteer for a lot of things, okay? And we're going to talk about the stuff that you do at the airport every month, because I think that's really cool. And if people don't know who Joe Styles is, you can find him on joestyles.com, okay? And Styles is STILES.com, joestyles.com. You learn a lot about him. So look him up on social media. And if you're in the area here in Houston, okay, and you know about networking, or you want to learn about networking, reach out to Joe, because he is a servant to business owners and his neighbor and just people in general, okay? And when you serve, you do receive, and it might not be from the people that you serve. That's in God's hands, okay? That just works out the way it works out. And all I know is if you serve, things happen. And Joe, you're a servant. So what made you decide to do the networking First Tuesday group every month? What made you do that? And where can people, you know, the meeting, I know that's in a church and I can't think of the address there, but how can they find out more about being a part of that?
It is a Christian-based networking, net weaving group, and we try to sprinkle the industries of the members out as far and wide as we can. And we meet the first Tuesday of each month, and we do indeed meet at a church, and it is Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church, and that's at Blaylock and Memorial. And we meet there in a Christian environment with a Christian message, but we're also there to learn about each other, to learn how to be referral sources, how to be the eyes and ears for each and every member, because with each monthly meeting, we get them to teach the rest of us, any one particular member, how to be that resource. Give us some trigger words, give us some things to listen for. How can we be that resource to each other? So it has been warmly received, and it's a great opportunity to expand and join the group with a Christ-centered attitude.
Well, you know, Joe, I mentioned in the beginning of the show about how I met you. It was through a networking group. It was a network of speakers. And that was, I believe, in maybe 2009, maybe 2010. Here we are in 2018, okay, and I'm coming to you now. It took a long period of time. We built a really good relationship. We've steered business to each other, but we're actually doing business together. So when it comes to networking, people need to understand that it's not an overnight thing. you know, it's kind of like being an overnight success in business. It takes about 20 years, right? So if you're going to start networking, you got to be patient and you got to be willing to serve. And, you know, you mentioned that God gave us two ears and two lips, or two ears and one mouth. I always say he gave us two hands, too, so I could hold my lips shut. But anyway, it's really important. it's really important to understand the value of net weaving or networking or being a servant or building relationships with other business owners to help grow business in the community. So, Joe, you do some volunteer work in the community. I know you're a part of the chamber, and you're very well known in the outskirts in the city of Houston. But what is the community relations via L&L programs, the volunteer efforts that you do? Can you talk about that?
Let me first take you back to your previous topic, and then I'll jump quickly into the volunteer part. But you were talking about relationships, and relationships go through three stages of know, like, and trust. You can get to know somebody very quickly. Just go to a coffee group, shake hands with somebody. Do you like them? You could probably form an opinion fairly quickly if you like somebody. And trust somebody, that is what takes time. So that's just echoing your point, Tony. Now, some of the volunteer things that I enjoyed doing, I was in the Air Force back in the Vietnam era, and I have some fond memories of the USO during my time in the military. So I thought, what better way to give back than to volunteer as one of the hosts at the four USO locations here in the Houston area. Many people don't know that there are four locations. One is in Hobby Airport. One is in Bush Airport. One is in Ellington. And one is downtown at the Induction Center. So I opted for Hobby because they were shorthanded at the time. And it is just all about, it's amazing. Back when I was in the military, the draft was going on. So I knew I was going in one way or the other. But every one of the people I meet today are at the Hobby USO. These are all volunteers. They really want to be there. And it is so heartwarming to give back such little of my time just to warmly greet them, offer them some hospitality, something cold to drink or some nibbles. It is just the most rewarding experience.
Well, everyone out there that has had the opportunity to serve, volunteer in an organization, really can understand the value of it. And if you haven't had that chance, maybe you're busy, maybe you just don't have opportunity, or maybe you don't even never thought about it, I really recommend giving it a try. Start out in your local area. Hey, and if you don't have time to do all that, knock on your neighbor's door. See what you could do to help them get through this week. Joe, you know, there's so many things that take place in our lives. And you know, I mentioned in the beginning how grateful I was to make friendship with you. And just because, you know, we had that know, like, and trust, we had a connection. And we continue that connection of friendship for a few years now. And I know that I was just at a hotel this weekend at a workshop for 3 days. And I was there with my wife and my two sons. It was a business-related opportunity. And I took them over and I said, look, this is where I meet Joe Styles over here. We sat in this here lobby and we had conversation. And, you know, there are things that pop into your mind. And if people aren't out there doing those types of things, they're not having that opportunity to remember what took place in their journey in life. So what happens is they get tired at the end of the day and they just went through day after day after day, and with nothing else to look at except going through day after day after day. So I'm really blessed to be able to have friends like yourself and others that I've built relationships with. And I think that the most important thing about today's topic about, having that lender in your life, finding someone that you go to. Now, maybe people are out buying a house and they ask the realtor, who should I use for a mortgage and who should I use for a title company? And I know, Joe, I know that you serve a lot of title companies, a lot of realtors. You're out speaking to them and stuff like that. But what is one thing that people that are shopping, okay? I mean, other than the fact that they're in a 30 to 40 mile radius of Houston, they should just be calling Joe Styles or go to joestyles.com. I'm just throwing that out there. But if they're looking to, they're moving through life, they're just found out they're pregnant, they're in their early 30s, they found a house that they like, then it comes with a realtor and they're talking. What is something they should make sure of when they're talking about a mortgage company?
Well, going through the know, like, and trust with lenders, with real estate agents, you're putting a great deal of trust in those people that are involved in a transaction that's probably going to be the most expensive purchase any couple or any person makes in their lives. So, I always encourage people, let's meet face to face. I want you to ask hard questions and I want you to look at my face. You can tell somebody by looking in there if they are squirming with your hard questions. So let's spend 10 or 15 minutes over a coffee break and let me be a part of your education process. So that is a part of building the trust in such a expensive transaction. So that's a part that I try to paint with anybody that's looking. And lenders, like real estate agents, have contacts. I've got a ton of people in the remodeling business, with plumbers, with insurance agents, just a ton of contacts to, and I encourage each and every one, go and talk to them face to face, ask hard questions. You know anybody in the remodeling business?
Well, there's a bunch of them here in the city, but
one of them is
I think my wife has one of them business. Yeah,
yes, yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to mention, one thing, Joe, we talk about the different things that people go through. One of the things you're going to close on a house and you're going to sign all the paperwork, and geez, oh man, that's like probably take you a week to read all the information and a month to figure out what it was that you read. So I think it's important that when people are talking to a mortgage person to make sure that they do meet face to face, so because that's where that connection comes in, right? And they were referred or whatever, but meet face to face and understand that this is the person you're going to depend on, because and I know they don't read the paperwork past the first page. They read the first page, then they start in this one. And then they go hand and nose in there. And if you have a good team from the realtor to the end of the process, a mortgage broker, a title company, and everything in between, you need to know that with a good team, you won't get in trouble. And a lot of people just experienced that when it came to the storm of Harvey, where people said, I didn't live in a flood zone. And they said, well, when you read through the paperwork, there was a flood pool. But what's the difference? I'm not sure. But when you're talking about insurance that is controlled by the government, you need experts on your team. So make sure, just make sure that whoever it is you're out there talking to can guide you through the process, because and I know, you bought that car, you've been in the car dealership for 6 hours, you're buying a house, and you've been waiting for 3 weeks, you just want to sign and get in. You've got to have someone on your team that you can trust. And, I know I trust you, Joe. Okay, I know lots and lots of people that refer Joe Styles. So wherever you're at in the country, this show goes worldwide. Just make sure that you do your homework And like Joe said, sit down with that person face to face. If you don't have time to do that, maybe you ought to reevaluate what you're doing. Joe, we're out of time here, and I'm just so thankful to have you on the show today. I know that we're going to have you back on. I know that people here in the local area, if you haven't had Joe Stiles come in and talk to your organization about what he does, you're missing out on it. So all your real estate brokers and all your title companies, make sure to reach out to Joe Stiles. Joe, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
It is 281-381-1414 or joe@joestiles.com.
Joe, I can't say thank you enough. I look forward to getting coffee again soon. I know I put it on my calendar that I will be first Tuesday of next month at the networking group at the church. And, you know, I can't imagine people not understand. You might not like the group, but you're going to love the lunch because it's a great lunch down there. And I tell you, everyone in this area should experience it. If you go on Tuesday, I promise you'll go back on Wednesday as well for the cheeseburgers. Anyway, Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation, Tony.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Folks, you know, we're out of time, but I got to tell you, what I like about Home Talk Radio with Tony Gambone is that we're bringing on people that I know, like, and trust, and I connect with, and I hope that you will know, like, and trust, and connect with them, and take a bit of information with you, because, hey, maybe you bought a house, maybe you own 6 properties, maybe you didn't learn anything today, because you already knew it, who knows, but I'll bet you, if you're out there serving in your community, in your influence of people, that you will be able to hear something today that will help them in their process coming down the road. So if you didn't get the information, joe@joestiles.com, go to joestiles.com. Heck, reach out to me on Facebook, connect with Joe on Facebook, sit down with Joe, learn more about it, and I promise you it'll be something that you will not be sorry about. I hope you'll join us next week. We have a great show here every week. We usually have 2 guests, but when I have Joe Stiles on, I stop everything for the show. I was just so appreciative of Joe being on our show today. I hope to see everyone next week here on Home Talk Radio with Tony Gambone. Have a blessed week.
This is firefighter Rafael Porriette reminding you that every day a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards helping first responders. Try the new pastrami Reuben, loaded with hot pastrami, sweet and tangy slaw, and melted Swiss. For a limited time, get a medium pastrami Reuben for just $6.39. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time offer at participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase. This is firefighter Rafael Porriette reminding you that every day a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards helping first responders. Try the new pastrami Reuben, loaded with hot pastrami, sweet and tangy slaw, and melted Swiss. For a limited time, get a medium pastrami Reuben for just $6.39. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time offer at participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.